Some patchy fog around this morning, making way for a mostly sunny day with a top of 19 degrees. Good morning, Anthony Anderson with the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. South Coast dairy producers won't rule out blockading local supermarkets protesting over falling profits. Local farmers say processors, under pressure from the supermarket majors, are offering prices which make milk production unprofitable. Chairman of the New South Wales Farmers Dairy Committee, Paul Timms, says blockading supermarkets is a last resort, but warns producers are getting desperate.
So it's a real possibility if farmers don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. Like, if you keep pushing farmers to the wall, they have to react at some point. The political bodies are working with government and trying to resolve these issues to stop barricades and things like that happening. And I sit on the committee that helps trying to achieve that. But at this stage, it's come to no avail. And there is a groundswell of farmers wanting to do more than just talk.
The Greens have slammed moves for a hunting festival to be held in Narooma. The South Coast Hunters Club already has development applications and event applications ready for the Robidalla Shire's first meeting after local government elections next month. Greens candidate for Robidalla Shire Mayor Gaby Harding says in the past locals have shown a gun culture was not compatible with the region. She says a hunting festival would make Narooma a hunting hotspot all year round. A survey's found the carbon tax is hitting small business owners on the South Coast, already struggling in tough times. Half of small businesses in the region report already feeling the effect of the tax. But Peter Strong from the Council of Small Business says only a third are passing on the extra cost to their customers.
And that's the problem, is because we know that Coles and Woolworths are not going to pass it on. They are going to wait and wait until the smaller retailers disappear, and then they'll increase their prices a lot.
In police news, a $680 tablet computer was stolen from a parked van in Maruya on Saturday night. A residential unit in Marimbula was broken into on Sunday afternoon. Cash was stolen after thieves used a laundry door to gain access. And police still have no leads on the mutilation of two chickens at Mogo Public School. Anyone with information on any of these incidents should contact local police. And the Robidalla Mayor will meet with the Federal Transport Minister today to discuss the need for upgrades to the major link between the Shire and ACT. Fergus Thompson aims to hold talks with Anthony Albanese in Canberra this morning, where he'll request the funds for works on the King's Highway. Speaking to East Coast Radio's Peter Diskin, Mr. Thompson says he's tired of waiting.
We need that funding that we've been talking about for a long time. That $60 million, I guess, is still up there in that budget figure. We're still talking about improving that whole safety. We've talked about it. I just want to stop talking about it and get some action. It's about improving and saving lives on that road.
And for more local news, head to eastcoastradio.com.au. Now to local sport, here's Tony McGay.
The Far South Coast Football Codes established minor premierships, major and elimination semis, along with the upset of the season over the weekend. In rugby league, Maruya confirmed the minor premiership in Group 16, outlasting Tafra 30-26 on Sunday, and now has a week's respite before hosting Narooma for a grand final qualifier. Dual premiers Eden beat Cooma 18-16 and will play Bega in next Sunday's elimination. The Bega and Blue Dogs game was washed out on Saturday, while Narooma with the bye were then assured of second. In AFL minor premiers, the Bay Seahawks beat Tathra 148-129 for a grand final berth, while premiers Tathra now play Bermagui in Marimbula on Saturday for a place in the decider. In rugby union, previously unbeaten Browlee stunned the comp when they were upset 20-0 by Bombala on Saturday. Browlee minor premiers now play the Bay Boars in Bombala on Saturday for a grand final appearance. It is preceded by the minor semi between Bombala and Milton. In Group 7 Rugby League, the Bay Tigers, out of contention, were overwhelmed by Albion Park Oak Flats, while Gerringong is unbeaten minor premiers. In bowling news, Tathra has substantial prize money events this weekend, with an ex-Australian player running a coaching clinic. That's local sport. I'm Tony McGay.